Hello, my name is Anna Buzzoni. I am a consultant and a teacher of the project Wissen durch Teilhabe of the feminist, queer and migrant organization Trixie Wiss. I am a menstrual health expert and consultant. I am a certified Sensiplan teacher, which is the German method that any person with a menstrual cycle can use to understand menstrual hormones and menstrual health. In 2022, my research was published in Italy by Mimesis Edizioni in an essay called Questo è il ciclo, This is the cycle. Today, I want to talk to you about cyclicity, the menstrual cycle, and menstrual awareness. You can find more about me on the website studiomedulla.com. Cyclicity does not only characterize the female body in fertile age, but is also an intrinsic feature of all humans and of all living beings on Earth and the planet itself, from the cell to the formation of rocks in geological time. The human mind works this way too. Cyclicity is an intrinsic feature of the universe. What is extraordinary is that cyclicity is not abstract stuff. Each cycle is shaped by a single blueprint. And as such, each cycle is essentially identical to all the others. Surprise? Now take a deep breath. Congratulations! You've just replicated in a few seconds what happens in a month-long menstrual cycle. Now think about the 24-hour cycle. Night, morning, afternoon and evenings. These four moments have the same job description and characteristics of the four phases of the menstrual cycle. This somewhat outrageous statement comes from years of research and is based on my comparative and interdisciplinary analysis of more than 20 cycles, based on hard science and evidence. The result is what I call the cyclical blueprint or matrix. This unique model has extraordinary repercussions even for everyday life. Among others, it allows us to transfer knowledge from cycles that we know very well, even scientifically, to cycles that we know little about, or that are unfairly shrouded in mystery, taboo, and superstition, such as the menstrual cycle. One of the first things to emerge from my analysis and from the scientific evidence of recent years is that the menstrual cycle is not just about pregnancy. Its purpose is to bring all our creatures, be they ideas, projects, values, or children, into the world. The menstrual cycle is, in addition, a vital sign, and a healthy menstrual cycle protects, to name but a few, the heart, bones and breasts. It is also vital for mental health and can give a more functional and deeper understanding of reality. The blueprint also teaches us that every phase number four of every cycle, such as, for example, the premenstrual phase, is designed to sensitize us because it is the phase in which reconnaissance, testing and final harvesting take place. The testing phase, think for instance of prototype testing, serves first and foremost to bring problems to the surface so that they do not pass to the next cycle. Since the menstrual cycle serves to bring our creatures to birth, to life, a difficult premenstrual phase speaks to us of an inner or outer context that is somehow hostile to birth. Pre-existing health problems exacerbate anxieties and imbalances of the psyche also. Although the premenstrual phase is a great power and ally, taboo and a complete lack of education leads menstruating people to not understand these signals, which become, alas, a source of confusion and frustration, or even pain. When in the evening, which is phase number 4 of the 24-hour cycle, we are tired, nervous, and discomforted, we would never point our finger at our circadian rhythm or the hormones that come into circulation in the evening. The malaise comes from a poorly managed accumulation of toxins or from too many commitments and engagements not counterbalanced by self-care. So why is it that everyone points the finger at menstrual hormones and doctors are ready to suppress the menstrual cycle altogether through contraceptive hormones in case of a premenstrual syndrome or malaise? Using the pill and company for non-contraceptive purposes is, with a few extreme exceptions, such as painful endometriosis, the same as seeing a light on the dashboard of your car and cutting the electrical wires. The light goes out, but the underlying problem remains. The cycle does not cause problems. It reveals them. Phase 4, or in other words, the premenstrual phase, has many other prerogatives, such as raising our body temperature and making us hungrier. Why? Well, the hormone that dominates it is called progesterone, the progestational hormone. Basically, it goes something like this. Progesterone calls the thyroid gland and tells it, "Hi, light the fireplace and set the table, please, because maybe soon we will have guests," who is, in other words, the embryo. Progesterone prepares the nest, and any self-respecting nest is warm, cozy, and provides nourishment for the young. Not only does phase 4 have its peculiarities, but every phase of the cycle does. To give a few brief examples, menstruation, which is phase number 1, purifies us, like sleep, which is phase number 1 of the 24-hour cycle. Phase 2, also called the follicular phase, makes us more optimistic. Phase 3, which is ovulation, makes us earn more tips and allows us to be more persuasive. Green light, therefore, to requests for salary increases, public speaking, and making all kinds of reasonable demands. Also, thanks to the blueprint, we discover that menstrual pain is not normal, unless it's just contraction we are talking about. Feeling the contractions is normal. The uterus is a muscle. And as such, it contracts and relaxes. Actually, it is the strongest muscle of the human body. But let's think about another muscle, the heart. If the heart hurt with every contraction, we would be worried, wouldn't we? Although the uterus does not have the same hierarchical importance as the heart, because the uterus is not for survival, but just for creation, I don't see why it should be any different. Menstrual pain is the only pain that medicine treats as if it were normal, when in fact it is not. It is a symptom that something is wrong. Fortunately, many doctors have realized this and are doing more in-depth investigations. Sleep, posture, movement, to name but a few, they all play a key role in menstrual health, and vice versa in menstrual disorders such as cramps, irregularity, polycystic ovary syndrome, or premenstrual syndrome. And so does food. In the late 100 years, we have witnessed what scientists call the Great Acceleration. All indicators of environmental toxins have soared. Our diets are now low in fiber and high in pesticides, fertilizers, and sugar. Fad diets, which often do harm, are all the rage. Dairy and meat are abused and come from suffering, drug-addled, and terrorized animals. Terror, lack of movement, and in general, distorting the natural rhythms of animals makes our food and the soil in which it is born poor in nutrients and rich in endocrine disruptors, which are synthetic substances that alter the normal functioning of our hormones, regardless of sex, gender, latitude, culture, and age. Think of sugar. For hundreds of thousands of years, we have only consumed it in summer and early autumn through ripe fruits. Fruits that are rich in fiber and that allow for the proper metabolism of sugar. Today, sugar is everywhere. Fitness gurus would even like us to drink centrifuges and smoothies, passing them off as natural remedies and good replacement alternatives. But in fact, they are to be treated like a slice of stuffed rich cake. Every now and then, rarely, is fine, is perfectly fine. It's actually fun, required for a good life. But not every week, let alone every day. Female diets are always low fat. And no one teaches us that hormones need fat and cholesterol. The Mediterranean diet, the original one with lots of pulses, a little fish, meat, and cheese of high quality, is the best in the world. Scientists are unanimous. Apart from intolerances or individual specificities, it is therefore also the most suitable against all menstrual cycle disorders, from the physical to the psychological ones. There are so many myths to dispel about the menstrual cycle, and those who have it often do not even suspect how much wealth menstrual awareness and education can bring. For example, we may realize that menstruation is not a valid method of contraception. The reason for this is not because we ovulate during menstruation, but rather it's because of our amazing cervical mucus. It can make sperm survive for 5 days in our bodies, waiting for ovulation. Moreover, the date of ovulation can never, ever be predicted in advance. No, not even by the ovulation sticks, which, according to official sources such as the World Health Organization, are between 40 and 100% wrong, depending on who you are. Menstruation, however, can be foreseen in advance, provided that one ovulates, even if the person has a very irregular cycle. A thermometer and a few simple methodological tricks are enough to be able to predict the arrival of your menstruation 9 to 13 days in advance. To have known this beforehand. Not only that, but menstrual education also teaches us that our immune defenses change. At menstruation and ovulation, they are lower. Consequently, the grandmothers were right. They did not have hair dryers and radiators, and consequently, washing your hair at menstruation, not the best idea. I propose now a minute of silence for the ancestors who have been beaten far and wide in recent years. The lack of awareness and education about the menstrual cycle, and more generally of the body, leads us to see monsters where there are none. But even worse, it does not make us realize the treasure we have inside us, which, among other things, is the perfect recipe against the ecological crisis. Our natural cycles